Father, we thank you for all that you're about to do. We thank you, Father. We thank you, my Lord Jesus. Let there be a witness of that which is occurring tonight. Let it be so recorded that we are gone for, Father. We thank you, Father. Let your will be done in this very place tonight. Let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The prayers of your saints for millennium. Let your kingdom come on earth. And the kingdom of God has come. And your will is being done. Let it be so unto each one, Father, according to your word. In Jesus' name, and everyone say, amen. Amen. Praise God. Give you a good clap offering. You may be seated. Thank you, musicians and worshipers. Praise the Lord. Tonight the Lord is wanting to do a lot of healings, especially. Now we're going to pray for all manner of sickness and disease. But especially tonight, I saw visions of different growth disappearing. Cancers, growth, any kinds of malignant growth, cysts, or any area in your life. And the Lord especially wants to do a healing in that area and melt away every single growth in your life and in your body. Those online, you believe, and those who are here. Just received a testimony yesterday on our last miracle service, which was in April. And it's from Sister Joyce Chin. She also have... Still praying for a recovery of a husband who suffered 2 years ago from left leg from a stroke, and he's still paralyzed, and she's still praying. And then she discovered a lump on the upper left shoulder, and the last email she wrote was in April. The last email that she wrote... was before the miracle service, and she says, pray for her. I discover I have a lump on the upper left shoulder blade, which is the size of a 10-cent coin. Please pray that the grace and the mercy of God will also bring forth healing to me. On the 4th of October, she wrote to Eddie, and Eddie forwarded this to me. And she said, I want to give our Lord Jesus a glory for my healing. I asked for healing for a lump on my left shoulder blade, and during the miracle service in April, Pastor Johan specifically mentioned that the lump will slowly disappear. True enough, without any doubt, the lump has totally disappeared. It's the size of a 10-cent coin, and it has fully disappeared. We will pass this testimony also to... to our list of testimonies that we have online, Now, something that the Lord showed me tonight, and that's going to pray. We're going to pray for some of the people that are going to help me in this ministry, that are going to tell you what we're going to do. Esther, can you come right up here? Mui Ling, can you come right next to her? And Cynthia from Indonesia, could you come right up? I'll tell you what it is. Either one of you representing India, can you come right up? Choose any one of you. Come right up. Okay. There's a son of David who is on to COG. She's praying for COG to come to India. Come right up. Yeah, stand right here. Stand next to each other. I'll explain what the Lord wants to do. Yes, Colin, can you come down here representing Myanmar? Thank you. The Lord Jesus said that it is time to do the work of an evangelist. I know that many in U.S. are looking for me to go over there and set up base because of the coming civil war in the next 6 years, and because of the continuation of the second part outpouring that will come forth in the USA. But when I left the ministry way back in 1997, I was about to venture into something that was about to take place but never took place, that now I will still continue on, which means I'm back fully and I'm continuing that which was not done, which was I was about to travel to Indonesia. I was about to travel to several places with big invitations where they're going to organize a meeting in a stadium, and it's an evangelistic crusade. And so what we're going to do, Esther, we're going to coordinate that. You're the main coordinator for me traveling. Mui Ling is going to coordinate any one of the church people who want to go along. So there are different sets of coordination with different things, departmentalized different things. And each one of you here are representing a reason. Because everyone knows once I set base in USA, and all, I only visit the main bases, which is Singapore, definitely. Travel back this way, even though it's about 21-hour travel, except for transportation, which is going to come soon. And as well, Australia, I will not forget that. We will still visit that at least every quarter. Even based in USA, I got to touch base there. And other places from time to time. But what the Lord says that I know that I said that we are going to wait for the judgment to finish before I go back and make my base in USA. And then I travel back from there. I need to do that because of the necessity for the third great awakening that God's going to release that. But what we're going to do is some evangelistic campaigns and crusades. Now remember, I might not come again to Indonesia, to India, or even to Myanmar for 3 to 5 years. So this is the only time I will ever come. And which means that from January next year, and you all can choose any day, and coordinate with Esther, who will coordinate with me, I will make one trip to either Jakarta or Surabaya, get the biggest churches, get the biggest stadiums, and it is time to evangelize. And I'll travel there as a minister evangelist, the 4+4, and the 3+3, and the 12 can follow anytime you want, once the dates are scheduled with any church members. And for those of you who are capable, I'll let you minister in the morning services which will be teaching. I will only go for 2-3 days. So contact the biggest churches. The reason is I call you here, you work with Esther. And whatever, I have some old contacts that are there, you can revive them, can tell them whatever you want to tell them, and the main thing is a man of the East has come forth. Smith Wigglesworth has come to town. A person who is like the Benahin of Asia is here. Kenneth Hagin from a similar ministry, same thing, I have come and I'm back. And a man from the East has risen. And not only that, I'm the voice that cry at midnight. So I will only go once, so prepare very thoroughly. And also China. China. Now in China, we will work with the Tree Self Church. And we have some contacts long ago from a Tree Self province leader who says he has 10,000 students that are there. And so we can go either just to teach to the students, or if the Tree Cell Church allow it, like Billy Graham, we do a campaign there. And so 4 countries. And all these countries are less than about 3-4 hours of flying. So I'm not flying any further. So I treat Asia as our backyard in Singapore. So we'll be doing that. So pray about that. And I will be there for at least 2 to 3 days. It will be a 3-day campaign. Softer, thank you. A 3-day campaign. It'll be a 3-day campaign. And teaching in the morning, healing at night. And I know there are some that God's going to heal tonight of various things that God has shown me. And tonight is your night of healing. Because it is time for the kingdom of God has come. And also in India, tell your dad, contact the people. Esther will also be writing. Besides your contacts, Esther might look at other contacts and coordinate together. If we can get the larger churches, we get the larger churches. If we can get a stadium and they like to combine 100 churches together, we will do that. And same with Myanmar, look into the open doors that are there. Now, if the doors are not open, that's fine. We're going to go to some places. Now, what we're going to do is in all those places, God's going to demonstrate great and mighty works and mighty things. It is different from the third great wedding, although it's part of it because the first part has been brought forth. But we're going to do eventually crusades. We're going to have video recordings of all those things. We make sure we have them. And then when we have done all these things in the first quarter to perhaps the mid of the second quarter, we have a video archive of ministering to thousands upon thousands all over Asia. These are just the first countries that we open to. And then what we're going to have is we're going to send these videos to churches in USA saying, the man of the East is coming to town. Do you want to open your doors? And many will open, and then we'll go all over US and Canada and bring the same thing. Because they will see the signs and wonders in Asia. And so some of you are asking me, how will Asia be touched? So we'll just do a one-touch go for everything. Then after that, of course, whatever people who are under our ministry, we'll help them launch the churches, and they will have some COG churches there in the meantime. So we are doing crusades, evangelist campaigns, and that's what the Lord showed me. He took me and he showed me all the things that we are doing. And God's going to open doors to the largest place possible, get all the churches coordinated. Now, the intercessors, we'll let you go early. You might want to go 2-3 days before the meeting or even a week before the meeting and that one. And then Esther will be coordinating with the organization on the thing. You know what I require from each campaign. And you know exactly what I require, no compromise on any standards or anything, all the details, what I require when a crusade takes place. And Mui Leng knows everything I need when church members follows. So once we tie up all these things and point, then she will say, okay, this day, this day, this day, who want to go on which place? Then you can take your leave and you can go and be a part of that campaign. I will find from who exactly go, and then I see if I can let some of you participate in ministering to local churches. And me, after I leave, I will say, these are my people who I train. I'll let you know what to do, and then you could spread yourself out ministering all the local churches. We might stay just a weekday, or we might take one Sunday. And the Sunday where we are, we'll broadcast back to Singapore from whatever campaign that we have. So that will be a 2-3 day meeting, and that's exciting things that God's going to do. January, February, March, April, even before I go to USA. So we have that lockup, and then by the time I go to USA, then they will know that the man of the East has now come to them. And a voice that cried at midnight, because it is time. It is time. And that's what we're doing. And that's what I'm going to do. Remember, I only will have just one trip over 2-3 years. Later on, we have lots of things going. But this is going to be a one-time thing. So get all the TV. You've got radio, TV, and all those things involved. In Jakarta, long ago before I left, they were planning a stadium meeting with radio, TV, and everything. Because my reputation was like Benny Hinn in those days. And they were there. Some churches might reject, but some will accept. Those that accept, we make use of them. But we organize a whole campaign into that area. So we have what I call 1-3 hour flight distance. We cover all of the back, what I call the backyard of Asia, with Singapore being the main place where we are. And that will also do. And also in Singapore, we're also looking to get into a larger place. We will be growing. Into the 500 and into the thousands as we begin to do those things. And because it is time. It's time for signs and wonders. And so it's exciting. So pray for these that they represent. And any other ones who have contact in Indonesia, there's Cynthia, there's Esther. In Myanmar, there is Colin, and there's Esther. In India, Paul. Paul and your father is David, right? And so contact India and there. And there are going to be lots of miracles in those meetings. And the archangel Gabriel has said that he has gone before us and he's preparing all this way for thousands of souls to be saved. So we're going to save them by the thousands. And many backsliders are going to come back. We're going to make an impact in Asia. Just shake it up a little bit, but to many people it'll be a lot. Just before we go to U.S. and shake everything even more. The time of the shaking has begun. Those of you who are here, remember, you came for your miracle. Tonight, you will receive your miracle. There will be wondrous things that God is doing and is saying. So let's pray for this as we dedicate this a lot for the work that they have. Remember that the background work is as important as the front work. And I could organize everything by myself. So I know every detail of what needs to be done. But because I got to focus on what God wants me to do, to give myself to the word and prayer, I've delegated things to each person to do so that I could just concentrate on ministry of the word and prayer. But I am very fastidious when it comes to organization. It must be exactly what is needed and following what the Lord wants. So let's pray for this. As we dedicate these campaigns in Indonesia, in India, finally coming. We've been waiting for years. I have invitation from India for 20 years. I've never been there. I've sent people there though. Myanmar will be a new place for me. Indonesia, I've been once to Surabaya and preached there. In those days, they were really healing. Now they're going to be greater signs and wonders. Because we're going to go with the four angels. Archangel Gabriel, we can say Archangel Gabriel is sure to come, Archangel Michael, Archangel Phanuel, and Archangel Raphael, my guardian angel, and also the three spirit beings who work with Jesus. They're going to manifest, and as that is the only time gap of people, as the people's faith rise, they will see signs and wonders, and God might even show some signs in the heavens above and on the earth below. So many of you here are participating in prayer and you've been supporting this church. I thank God for each one of you. And it's time for the evangelists to come forth. And so it is time. Let's pray over this. In gbra ba hashana la mahanga bra ba sere gala monga ba de gala bas in gala ba opa bari ana la mahasada la manga ma den gala bas in gala ba hasanga la mahanga la mahangi ge bere gala bas gala monga bra ba shtia la monga bra ba shtia la mashtara bas e gbra ba se gala man te gala monga bra ba shtia la manga ba te gala bas Iyan kalau monster manden kalau bosti ala araba iya tolo ustala mada. Let thy will be done according to the vision you have shown, Lord. As we travel through all the backyards of Asia, Lord, around Singapore, all of Southeast Asia, Father God, shaking Southeast Asia before we go to USA. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing. Lekabrabachakalaba and all over the East, O Lord. That which you want to do, Lord, as we shake up the East, O Lord. Just before we go to you, I say, Lakaongabrabachakamacha, let your work be done. Let your will be done, Father God. We praise you. We thank you, Father God. Let the souls begin to come in, Father, as we break the yoke of the enemy. Thank you, Father God. Labahangi gamolokabrabashtiana la musto malakabas. Inga brabashta la monche te kalamante kalamante kalabosh kabrabostia da la manka badi kalamostia la monte kalamas da la korukoshta la manteka yesula masta ikola mashta la mashiata la mashta la mas ikala karashtia da la mashta la masti ana la mashta Lord, give this all wisdom, a portion wisdom, knowledge and understanding how to organize this thing. And thank you for providing the finances. Oh, everyone and anyone who wants to support this, just send a gift to Johan Ministry, Al Shaddai Ministries here in Singapore, but it's Johan Ministries in Australia and all over. Say this for this campaign. And we're going to take the stadiums and take the biggest places and bring souls under the kingdom of God. Kemeria talamos sodora mate kele gabasia dalamas alama de kalamansa kalamonga braba sigemeria dalamas Yakalamashtara malaka proboshtiara la monka proboshtara motala lasta. Yastolona kalakianti di kolushta alastiana lamas. Yangala mashtara matika lamastiara la monka. Yana lamastala motika bastala batalabas. Oh, Pativiara la bashtara balaka bastiara labas. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. It will start with Indonesia. All right. So look, I could sense that it's going to be faster and quicker to organize that. So we coordinate with you. I meet with you on that. And when churches are planned, we have a committee that we have formed that will go about making sure all the COG churches are the same in standard, in principles, in handling of finances, handling of different things in organization or legal work. We have a team that will go out, including getting the same song, software, and all those things. So we're slowly following the team. The team is with TL and yourself too, and some of the others who are the corporate people. We make sure we have corporate compliance in all the COG. Praise God. God bless each one of you. Give you a good clap offering. Hallelujah. In that which God wants to do. So it's exciting times that we are in. Even while we are here, we're going to look at how to bring about. We saw over two sermons that when Jesus went forth, that there were two waves of miracle. The first wave is the power of the preaching of the gospel. By that time, he was preaching the kingdom of God. For us, he has become the power of preaching the gospel. And Paul continued that trend wherever he went. He preached the gospel. Do you know that by preaching the gospel everywhere to new people who haven't heard before, as we preach and announce the kingdom of God, we prepare the atmosphere for the works and the signs and wonders of God. When he went to places that had never heard the gospel before, Ephesus, they started with just a handful of people. Then he began to preach in the synagogues. Then they drove down to the synagogues. They preached and rented a place, the school of Tyrannus. And as they continue to preach and teach a word to a group of people, and the kingdom of God is here, plus all the other things about the about God and understanding relationship with God, then God did signs and wonders as they went about doing the job. Our job is to preach the gospel throughout everywhere. And this time we are preaching the gospel and arousing the church. And once again, we will fill the earth with the preaching of the gospel. Because at this very time, we see a lot of ministries worldwide are cutting back. They're cutting back and holding back in many areas. Many of the old ones have been slowly being called home. And very few new ones are rising. If the new ones arise, they're following the wrong group. They're going to follow a watered-down gospel and wanting to be exactly like that. No, the full gospel, the full counsel of God must be taught in its full entirety. And the gospel must always be preached with power, signs, and wonders. Like Paul says, that he did not preach with the wisdom of man, but he, in fear and trembling, he preached with the power of God, that the faith of the Corinthians would stand not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God, the God whom we believe. And as I've been preaching, even from Monday, and I'm building slowly because we got 2 weeks of that. I started from Monday and I preach and I've announced that the time has come. And the gospel must always be preached with power. And that is lacking. We divided the preaching of the gospel. The first wave of healing was when Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom. And then on top of that, God sometimes sent him out to do signs and wonders. And DNA healing, miraculous things that God has done. And then yesterday night, I talked about what did Jesus actually tell them when he preached the gospel of the kingdom. What did he actually say? The main thing he said to them, because they've been waiting for thousands of years for the Messiah. They're waiting for a long time for the spiritual jubilee. They've been waiting. And when Jesus came, Jesus says, the time has come. And that was what we preached last night. That the time has come for some things. The time has come for us. And last night I went into some teaching to show forth that even though the time has come, and Jesus even sent them two by two out in Matthew chapter 10. He himself preached the gospel with power. And then when he sent them two by two, he told them in Matthew chapter 10, and let's revise that so that we pick up where we left off last night. In Matthew chapter 10, Matthew chapter 10, when it was time to send the disciples two by two out, he gave them power and authority over all sickness and all diseases. And then Jesus sent them out in verse 5 and says, do not go into the way of the Gentiles. Do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. And indeed, the kingdom of God is at hand. The Lord's Prayer that everybody has been praying ever since Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And the prayer is, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom of God has come. And it is time for the enemy to pick up all his weapons and flee. And the will of God is being done. The prayers of nearly 2,000 years. And Lord's Prayer is a favorite prayer everywhere. And it has been prayed by many Christians countless times for the kingdom of God. And we have said, we are living in a time when last year the Antichrist was born. And on February the 9th, 2012, the glory of God started coming down from Pergamos. And that glory will be carried throughout all the world. And from there, we have built altars as God instructed in all the places God has sent us to. And finally, God has prepared us for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And as the first power outpouring has been received on July the 4th, manifestation of the angels. Manifestation of the angels in July the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. And we have 2 whole weeks of that. And we have the witness here. And Nelly is here from Melbourne. And a daughter, Fiona. They have a son in USA. And Nelly's husband, who has gone to be with the Lord, was a former prophet. The prophetic anointing is on Nelly and on Fiona and also on Nelly's son. When he just came to visit, he was born with open vision. He could see spirits and all that. And he was not regular in many churches because he found that many churches had darkness. So he didn't want to go. And indeed, even the old Seven Thunders prophet said that in his own church, he saw when the elders came, because they didn't believe in the Holy Spirit, every song of the Holy Spirit they removed. When they came to pray, he saw demons ran up with them to help them minister oppression and all those things. Of course, people didn't know it. So demons have been running wild like cockroaches in the churches. And God wanted to get rid of all of them by his light. And when he came to the meeting in USA, he thought he was not going to attend the meeting. He was just going to drop them off because they visited the family. But when he came by, he saw angels all over. And then when he came in, he realized, he asked the angel, who are you? The angel says, I am Gabriel. And that's, of course, he didn't know all the angels by name, but Fiona saw how he... That he said, oh, there's Michael over there, there's Raphael, there's Fanuel. And he said, wow, you got all the main angels of God working. And of course, there were also spirit beings. Spirit beings have the quality that even those with open vision cannot see. They have the ability to become invisible, even to those with open vision. But the spirit beings are also there. Tonight, they are here. They are all here. Because it is important for us to launch forth some of these things. They are born witness by many. Now Jesus Christ says, the time of the kingdom has come. And he sent them forth. The time that we have been waiting for has been waited for even by our Lord Jesus. Everything that happened today is based on what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. But even our Lord Jesus says, The kingdom of God is at hand. And you know why he says at hand? Because in his time he could bring a measure of the presence. But even in Jesus' time, he could not fully announce. And he asked the disciples to pray for the kingdom of God to come, correct? As if it come in some measure in the spiritual. And indeed, when Jesus came, it came in measure in a spiritual and have a physical impact. As long as he was around, because he was a personification of the kingdom. He was a king of the kingdom, our Lord Jesus Christ. Because when the king is around, the effects are there. But officially, the kingdom of God manifests when the big stone in Daniel chapter 2 that was carved not by man but by God will come and hit the statue at the feet, the 10 toes of Daniel chapter 10. That is the time when it is official. Turn with me to Daniel chapter 2. In Daniel chapter 2, that was when it is official as they interpreted the dream. He explained the dream and the vision that he saw, the great image. We all know the image, all scholars have reinterpreted it, so it's so clear. The four things represent, the image represent the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, and then it represents the Greek Empire, then the Roman Empire, and then right towards the end were the 10 toes, which represent the revised Roman Empire, or what we call the 10 horns today. The 10 toes. And the 10 toes are the same as the 10 horns. And he talked about that. Now the vision that he saw was this. He says, this is a dream in verse 36. And I bring you to the point where it says, there was a fourth kingdom made of iron, and that is the kingdom of the Roman Empire. The toes were made partly of iron, partly of clay. And then, in the vision that he saw, I read from verse 34. You watch while a stone was cut out without hands, that represents Jesus, which struck the image of his feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. You see, the stone strike the 10 toes. The 10 toes represent the 10 horns, which in Daniel's time does not exist, which in Jesus' time did not exist, because Jesus was still manifested in the Roman Empire. And the 10 toes or 10 horns exist in our time. And it's in our time that the kingdom of God will rise and manifest upon the earth. The time of the 10 horns and the 10 toes. It is the time that we live. God has been waiting for it for so long. In February the 9th, 2012, the angels started making their appearance and showing the glory and say, this is the end of time. And 30 archangels from the universe saw it and came and said, is this it? And we have been bearing that message and preparing all the preparation God asked us to prepare. And finally, God revealed by 2013 and 14 about the birth of the Antichrist in 2015, which took place. The false prophet he revealed was already here in 2004. And then he revealed that this is the time that we are to rise up in the days of the 10 horns. And we already know exactly when the little horn in Daniel chapter 7 will defeat all the other three horns. The year is 2027 to 2029. All those things have been revealed. And now it is time for the kingdom of God to rise in power. And this is the time. As your instructor, we completed all the altar buildings. We received a 7x7 measure. And just like Jesus Christ telling his disciples in his time, because when his ministry was coming to a close, he wanted to send all the disciples out, and later on he sent in Luke chapter 10 all the 70s or so to every town, and he gave them the same message: preach that the kingdom of God is at hand, heal the sick to demonstrate. Now, if the kingdom of God is at hand and they heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, how much more when the kingdom of God is here and manifests as the stone that hit the ten toes and it grew until it covered the earth. The time for fulfillment of that is now. We are right in the midst of it. And God is willing to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out the demons, to show forth that the kingdom of God is here. And when he sent them out 2x2, after giving them all authority and power, as you see in verse 1 and 2, he gave them all authority and power in verse 1 and 2. Same with Luke chapter 9, verse 1 and 2. And the word all is found in both sentences. In Matthew, it says all manner of sickness and disease. In Luke 9, it says all manner of demons. So it covers everything. But last night I pointed to the fact that even though it has been given, even the disciples sometimes doubt. So that 7 chapters later, it's a definite thing that they already got power and authority over all demons and over sicknesses. But yet, it did not work for them. You can have something in the spirit and yet it does not work. And in Matthew 17, which is 7 chapters after they have received authority and power, and these are the same disciples we're talking about. In Matthew 17, after Jesus came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, a man came and said to Jesus, "I brought my son," he says, "to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Now that's inconsistent. Matthew 10 verse 1 and 2 say got the power, but they could not cure him. And we dealt with that problem yesterday, why they could not. The main reason, when later on Jesus cured him, and that very hour he rebuked the demon in verse 18, I forgot to synchronize. Let me get the Bible out for you so you can follow along. And I'll show you the verses so you can follow along. This synchronization sure takes longer than normal. Before it just instant. Yeah. Oh, it's there. Okay. It just didn't repeat. Thank you. Okay, we're there. And so, there you see, and in this verse, Jesus cured, and then the disciples came to him and says, "Why could we not cast it out?" And many people only remember the fasting and prayer part. The fasting and prayer was a solution, not a problem. You must know what the problem was. The problem was, in verse 20, because of your unbelief. He told them. Because you guys didn't believe. He said, but if I don't believe, why should I be trying? Trying is not enough. Trying can be unbelief still. Because trying is still testing. You know what Jesus said? If you really believe, and you command the demon, you pray for the sick, you will remain there. You will not eat. You will not sleep. You just remain. Having done all, you stand. And then you give thanks or whatever you need to do. And continue to declare, it is done. And not begin to doubt, not begin to faint. Now, I did mention, we understand, we work together with doctors when we come to healing the sick and all that, and we have great compassion on those who are seeking to believe and yet don't see the manifestation yet. Seeking a miracle, but only partial healing, or it hasn't begun yet. As long as your symptoms are there, do the best that you can medically. But remember, we need to look at what the problem was in unbelief. And let me tell you, in our modern society, the church is full of unbelief. We got so used to the fact that the kingdom of God is preached without healing and signs and wonders that is no longer a part of our psyche or thinking. When many Christians get sick, they don't pray to God first. They reach out for their Panadol. When they get sick, they don't pray for God's healing. Although some of you do, I know. They will go and visit the doctors. Nothing wrong with doctors. My daughter is a doctor. And I know many good doctors. And in fact, a good doctor helps us to lead the song too. In the second service. But here's the thing. We never ask God first. It's like we got so used to the fact that we have a gospel without power. That our gospel only talk about spiritual things and not real things. And then when it comes to where reality hits the road, we reach out for a drug, a medicine, or something in the natural and not turn to God's healing, awesome power. What happened to Dr. Jesus? He never retired, you know. He never put a sign, the doctor is out because he's always in. What happened to our Dr. Jesus? The church has too much unbelief. And we have every intention to drive our unbelief gently, with great compassion. Don't worry, I sound very fierce sometimes in evangelistic campaign because I see the enemy's works. You know how sometimes angry is me because we got at the enemy? They end up punching some people who got stomach problems, but they still got healed anyway. It's not my style, so don't worry about punching. But it's important for us to know that when this anointing comes on you and you know what the enemy has done, it makes you almost angry at the enemy. Not in the emotional way, because of so much unbelief. Here's where we're going to gently help you to remove your unbelief. You need to understand tonight I will talk about unbelief. Do you know there are many levels of unbelief? Number one, it is possible for belief and unbelief to exist in the same person. That's surprisingly. You thought if you believe, that's it. There seems to be percentages of belief. Haven't you heard of the, that will be an adjective, great faith, small faith, little faith? How come those adjectives are added to faith? Because they are levels of faith. Oh, you of little faith. Oh, you of great faith. Remember when the centurion came, he said, wow, what great faith. The adjectives added to faith showing the different levels. Now, since faith is belief, and the Greek word for faith and belief are the same Greek word. It's the same Greek word pisteo. Except that in English, the word faith and the word belief looks like two different words. It's the same Greek word. So to believe is to have faith. The different levels of faith. Number one, faith and unbelief can exist in the same person. And that is found in Mark chapter 9, in the same case of the healing of the boy. In Mark chapter 9, we have when Jesus came down, same situation but described in a manner. And Jesus, when he saw that the disciples could not cast the demon out, he answered the person and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me." Then they brought him to him. When he saw him, when the demon saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed. He fell on the ground, wallowed, foaming at the mouth, and he asked his father, "How long has this been happening?" So the father says, "From childhood, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. If you can do anything," the father cried, "have compassion on us and help us." Jesus loved the father. Jesus loved the boy. Jesus loved his disciples. Jesus' love is always there. And then Jesus says in verse 23. And that's the word Jesus says to you tonight and those of you hearing online, the thousands of you hearing online. If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. On our website, we already listed several miracles. Among us, we have people who cannot be cured who are already healed. Melissa, can you just stand up for a moment? She was the first miracle that God did. She's still here. Thank you. And I might bring her to several places with me. And there's some in our midst. Your own servant healed of the growth. Cancers healed. We have those things on our website. Mariana, stand up where you are. Doctors found all kinds of growth in her. Could be cancer, could be anything. They wanted to operate and take out her uterus. The doctors examined recently and he says it's perfectly healed. Thank you. You have in your midst. Say, why do we do that? Because there's so much unbelief in the church that you need to see someone healed before you can believe you're healed. And it's time to remove that unbelief, to raise a level of faith so that people can again believe easily. Because we live in a time of miracles now. Now that the Antichrist has been born last year and is growing, it's time for the church to rise, to know that even tonight, as I announced tonight, before some of you came in, the Lord showed me visions of growth disappearing. I know there are those in our midst. I haven't started calling yet. And you got problems in your internal organs. Tonight is your special night to be healed. Tonight itself! And one day, as our faith increases, and God's mercy has been postponing that. We saw visions of people without leg growing new legs. It might happen in any of these crusades. Because some of these people know I only go there for 3 days. And their faith might be higher. It still requires faith. And one day, we already have visions of Shalom. He's going to be one of my disciples that I'm going to train and bring with me. He has a DNA situation that is completely incurable. Already the Lord shows visions of him walking, standing. You can see how much compassion we have. The father is a doctor. We work with doctors.
give the best medicine possible, but build the faith. Whether the healing be instantaneous or whether the healing be gradual, I want to assure you tonight, not a single one of you need to live here without your miracle beginning. Because I am the voice that cry at midnight. And a man from the east prophesied in Isaiah 42, I've been sent by the Lord Jesus to tell you, it is time. The kingdom of God is here. You are here tonight with any sickness or diseases. Sickness and disease came because of the kingdom of the devil creeping into mankind. We humans were not supposed to be under the domain of Satan. We were not supposed to be in sin. We were not supposed to be unholy. We were not supposed to have any sickness in our spirit, in our soul, or in our body. That was not the perfect work of God. For nearly 6,000 years, we've been oppressed, demonized, afflicted by all manner of the works of the devil and his fallen angels and fallen spirits. No more we say, get thee out, Satan, and ye fallen angels, from the countries that we lay our feet upon. From the communities and from the nations and cities and nations we lay our feet on. From the bodies and the physical afflictions that you put upon people. No more. For today, the kingdom of God is here. It's your day of miracles, not tomorrow. You might not be instantly healed, but as I read, sometimes it takes time, sometimes it's overnight. Just received this, I think it was yesterday's email, in the April miracle service. A sister, Joyce Chin, had a 10-cent size lump on the left shoulder. Asked for prayer. And she said, she believed, and today, that whole lump is gone. It was not overnight, but it disappeared. Because nothing can stand against the power of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus. As I preach here, I know some of you could see thousands upon thousands. You could see me standing declaring the kingdom of God is at hand. And there are two waves of miracle. One is through the preaching of the gospel. The other are the special signs. Like the man without leg that will come in Singapore and be healed. The man with a heart pacer who had a heart pacer disappear. Or the dwarf in USA who will be in such a meeting. And that dwarf grew taller than Aruel. Those are signs. But on top of the signs are the wave of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, where we go forth with that message. I know that the wave has started. It is time. And this wave of healing is going to be a tsunami, a good one, that brings healing to thousands and millions, driving out every sickness and disease that belong to the devil. That never belonged to you. Even though you may be born with a DNA problem. Like Jesus said, we don't care whether there's sin involved, there's no sin involved, or whether the sins of generations or society in general. But everything is for the work and the glory of God. But we need to understand that belief and unbelief can exist in the same person. Then how do we help a person? Because if it exists in you, look, it exists in this man. And he had no results. And remember, Jesus rebuked his disciples. Say, because of your unbelief. Unbelief exists in the disciples of Jesus. Now, sometimes they believe, sometimes they don't. But when it exists, there were sometimes they had no results. And as long as the unbelief exists inside that man, nothing happened. He cried, he wept, he asked for God's love and compassion. But Jesus says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. And if Jesus can just get you to take away the cloak of unbelief for 1 second, 1 minute, when for that 1 second and 1 minute, all unbelief disappear from your life, like this man. And he admitted to Jesus. He cried in verse 24. Immediately, the father of the child cried out. And he said with tears, because you know how long he has been with that child? From childhood. The child was born with a condition. He had never seen his child well even one day in his life. We can understand why it's hard to believe, correct? When you live with a sickness and disease for so long, it is like it is your brother, it's your sister, it's a part of your leg and your arm, because you live with a sickness for so long. But remember this, it never belonged to you. It was not supposed to happen to the human race. And the time has come for the human race to rise, for the sons of God to arise and drive out every sickness and disease so that they can become the glorious church. And for that 1 second and that 1 minute, the father cried and said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And in that small, tiny window of faith, just a tiny little window of faith, enough for the light to shine through the darkness of unbelief, like a ray of light in a big thunderstorm. Just one light of faith and belief, it flow into the situation. And the people started coming to see what's happening. And Jesus, in the same second and minute, quickly rebuked the demon and commanded him no more trouble. The spirit cried and came out of him. Then the son fell under the power like one day. And everybody thought something has happened to the son. But Jesus took him by the hand, and when he arose, he was perfectly alright. You know how fast God can bring a healing? As fast as a lightning from the east to the west. How fast can lightning travel? Lightning is photons, 186,000 miles per second.
So all you need is a small millisecond of faith. And in that moment, unbelief disappears. And you rise to the fullness of your health and your wholeness. That's all you need. Tonight, the kingdom of God is here. The four archangels of God are here, plus many other angels and spirit beings are here. Tonight is your night to be healed. You believe that? Raise your hands. You believe tonight is your night to be healed? God just need that short time to believe. Cynthia, would you bring, your friends came for healing. Would you bring them here? Call the one who's healed. You know which one they are. I'll start with one first. Jesus is here, although you cannot see Him. There are many here who can see visions and they will tell you that they can see Jesus here. You need to rise to believe. Tell me what you have been going through. You can describe for her. Your eyes are macular disease. Correct. I saw, it was you that I saw the organs and tissues. When I was worshipping, I saw over there. And then the Lord showed me in a vision, your internal organs. In fact, they are like things mashed up and like there are swellings on the inside. I saw, it's like x-ray that God showed me. And tonight God is going to touch you fully. And you'll be perfect. Because you have been specially prayed for by many people. God showed that vision. I came all the way for your healing. She's the first we're going to pray for, then we're going to pray for everyone. And I want those of you who have been healed, Melissa, Mariana, stand around her. Melissa is here. This lady who's standing here, she's going to stand next to you. Her face is going to rub on you. The doctor wants to take out her uterus, but it's perfectly whole. You're going to be touching the same way tonight. Everyone, stretch off your hands towards these. Would the three of you just stand here and stretch off your hands to her without touching her? Thank you, Father. Close your eyes and lift up your hands to the Lord. Receive God's special work in your life. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You believe tonight is the night you're going to be healed, not your head. Thank you. You can talk to her in Indonesian. Okay. That's all the Lord requires. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your healing. One more person is supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here. Yes. All right. Because healing is from our Lord Jesus. These are the people that trade with me and they have the power of God upon their lives to flow. All right. We can stretch forth your hands. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you and we worship you for the operation that you are doing in this body, even as you show your visions, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Just you
touch her.
Salahasika Brahasha. Stretch all your hands towards her. Si in the halahasa alihin anaba as ave in the ala osh mahaya salabashtia. Thank you, Jesus, for your work in a rohang in ahastiana la mahashta la mashta la mas. Ngarahasta tata mohungi biri kalabahashta la mohunga la mastiana la bosto umbahasta. Ing brahashta anna la mahastani anna la mas. Ninigahaza ahli inna la mal. We worship you. We stand in your presence even as your power and your glory drive out every virtual sickness and disease in this body. In this body, Lord, that it doesn't belong to. We thank you because this body belongs to Jesus and it is your temple that you want to cleanse, O God. Laha kamri inda handalihina kalabash tarabasyat alabash. Ingabrahashtara mahashiyada la moshtara mahasiyara bashtara mos. Ingabrahashtara mahanga brahashtiyana la mos. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We bless you. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Thank you. You can stand back now. Right. What could you not do before? Well, what could she not do before? Yeah, how do you feel? Yeah.
Can you jump?
You couldn't walk, bro. You could walk, of course, normally. Yes. So, yeah, could you bend easily the last time?
Yes.
You could bend without any problem?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, check any area where you couldn't do before. Last time you used to have pain. Yeah, you showed that. Now it's good. Completely. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anything else that you couldn't do before? No.
My eyes.
Yeah, couldn't.
My right eye.
Your right eye. You used to have a problem. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, open your right eye. All right. I could see the power of God going through your eyes. And you see the thing residing. I could see even like x-ray. There's a type of inflammation on certain areas. And that's going to flow down. And how long is she going to be here? Is she going back tomorrow itself? Okay, we'll keep on notice on you, and you find that the Lord has just reduced and start the beginning of the work in your life, your healing. Praise the Lord. Who else have you brought from Indonesia?
This is my aunt. She lost her voice.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. And how did she lose her voice?
A long time ago.
Okay.
10 years.
Her ago.
Her husband is a doctor.
Her husband is a doctor. So let's stretch up our hands towards her. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father, for the restoration of the vocal cords. Your power that is in this body. Thank you, Father, for your work and all that you're doing in this physical body that is there. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. As you believe, the Lord restores your voice in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your restoration. Fully. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, your husband is a doctor, and so we'll let him continue to examine you, and we will not push on some areas, and we'll flow with that. Right, but you notice when you go back, there will come a change in your vocal cords because the Lord has put something there into you. Receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Now, at this time, let's all rise together and we worship. So go and be thou healed. Okay, go and be thou healed. Be blessed by the Lord. All right.
come from Indonesia with various illness.
Okay, they can come forward now, as we call them. And I will reserve one spot for Shalom. And Shalom, you got to come exactly in this area here. Yes, because this is the exact area where the vision was. It's in line with this. So we reserve one spot for Shalom. Yes, to come. And all of you young ones and all that came for healing, could you come right up? Thank you, Jesus. Yes. This is exactly on this line here. So that is a vision that Aruel saw when we have the formation. So we keep Shalom there and reserve that for him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's all stretch out. Those who have a near healing, we come first. We accept the spot that we reserve for Shalom. Let's come to the front. Yes, you can put her there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else need healing? Come right up. All right. And those who need healing, lift up your hands to the Lord. You remember, all it takes is just 1 second of that faith without any doubt. The trust and fullness in God. Just lift up your hands to the Lord right where you are. Right where you are. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And you're right in line here, Shalom. You're right in line here. This is according to the vision. It's exactly on that spot. And Ariel, you can help make sure that it's exact. This is the right spot. Yeah. Okay. You can help and bring him to the right spot. Here's the right spot. Yes. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So after tonight, you remember the exact spot, yeah, where the vision occur, and where we take formation and pray over you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Right near where the altar is, a bit on this side. I think it's right over here, right? Line side. This is a line. Exactly. Thank you, Jesus. Let's stretch out our hands towards these who came for healing. And all right. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you here, just stretch out your hands towards him. And could you come right to this side? Thank you, Jesus. Stand. And I've asked you to come tonight, and especially as I mentioned the healing services. As you believe, tonight is a night you could be totally free from everything. Let's lift up your hands to the Lord. Sakabra hasha dala baha kabra baha shikabra baha sadala bate kibiri atala bash. Nga baha dekala baha shadara baha tekala baha tekala basa dala bas. Inga braha shadara baha tekala baha seri atala bash tora bate kala bas. Inga braha nangala maha shanala maha shanala baha kabra bas. Inga braha shadara maha gama nangala maha shakala bas. Inga brahmaha shinihara maha tinkala bahunga rapate kalabas. Inga braha shanara maha sanara mahanga madengala bashanara bas. Inga braha shd ul iliana mahang aliana lamas. Inga brahmaha shanara maha tinkala bashti adalamas. Rabaha shakara basi kalamas. Now is the time. Begin to lay hands on them. Now is the time. Quickly lay hands on them. Now is the time. Just quickly lay hands on them. Now is the time. The Holy Spirit is here. Quickly lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. Thank you, Jesus. Allah, receive. Receive right now. Now the angels are working. Receive it right where you are. Allah, about the backs being healed. Various areas being healed. Receive it. It doesn't take long to receive right now. Just receive wherever you are. Receive all that the Lord is doing in your life. Right now, it's beginning to work. Thank God, Jesus, for that. Allah, hazaka, laba, shatabas. Yes, adabada. Where anointing works, just begin to flow with it. Yes, right now. Quickly, right now. Lay hands on them. Lay hands on them right now. The angels are touching them. Angels are touching them. It's putting things in their life. Thank you. Be blessed. Be blessed. Receive all the fullness of your healing. That's it. That's it. You're here today. Yes, Allah, you're fully healed. Fully healed. Fully touched. Whole. Thank you, Jesus. Allah, Lord, we worship you. We stand as we see your glory. We stand as we see your presence. We stand as we see your glory and honor, Lord. And we worship you, Jesus, the name above every name. Jesus, the name that drives out all sickness and disease.
Jesus, the gospel of your kingdom go forth. Everyone, Lord, touch and heal. Hold, they do not have to have a single symptom on their body. We thank you, we glorify Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. So, Jesus, we magnify you. Magnify the Lord Jesus. His kingdom is here. The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here. Heal the sick, cast out demons. Oh, raise the dead. Oh, cleanse the lepers. The kingdom of God is here. Today, tonight, you are healed. Tonight, you're whole. Tonight is the night you're whole and healed. The Lord Jesus, oh, la gada la la la, a driver of all sickness, ailment, diseases, la gabra bashka ala bash, inga la basha da la bash, shiata la bash, Allah, no more to be sick, no more to be oppressed, no more the enemy. Allah, God, the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God has come. La basheka la bash, the kingdom of God has come. The kingdom of God has come. Allah, gabra shiata la bash, shana la bati, gala bash, tana bash, inga la bash, tana bash, lekabra gusta la bash. Headaches disappearing. Ailments disappearing. All those online, receive your miracle now. Rise up and receive. Lift up your hands and receive those online. Right now in Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and receive right now. Keep worshiping. Now get in the position. MashaAllah. Allah Kabara, as we worship, get in the position. Allah Basakalabash, Allah Basakalabas, Allah Mashiriat Alabash, Allah Badakalabas, Allah Badakalabas. Lord, we worship you, Lord. Lord, we bless you, Lord. Lord, we worship you, Lord, for the flow of your healing, flow of your power. Allah, la, 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 your light and your power flow to this auditorium. Allah, Gabraba, Shiata, Lava, Gabraba, Shiata, Lava, Sara, Lava, Sara, Lava, Sara, Lava, Sara, Lava, Sara, Lava, Sara, Lava, Jesus, Jesus, we magnify you. Oh, we glorify you. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In the name of Jesus, it is done. In the name of Jesus, it is done. Lord, we glorify you. Jesus, Jesus, you are great, you are wonderful. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is in our midst. Jesus, oh, we bless you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 we worship you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we worship you. Glorify thy name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every sick are healed. In the name of Jesus, every oppression is gone. In the name of Jesus, wholeness is received. In the name of Jesus, in the name of of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Allah baraka labate kabroshta rabaste. Engala bashta rabale kabrobasti atalabas. Engala bashta rabale kabrobasti atalabashta rabas. Engala bashala basti karabale kabrobashta rabale kabas. Engala kasala basala basala labas. Engala bashi kabariyatele kabariyatala bashta rabale kabas. Engala bashala bate karabasha. Engala sho. Engala sho. Keep worshiping Him. The presence of His worship. The presence of His glory. Worship Him. Worship Him. Give Him the glory. Give Him the glory due His name. Allah shalalabashe. Allah salalabashalalabashere. Allah lekase. Let your love and compassion flow. Let your love. The Lord says, I will be thou healed. I will be thou healed, the Lord Jesus says. Allah shaka braba shaka baraba siala laba sala laba sh. Araba de kadia teleka basala laba sh. Lord, we worship you, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you, Lord. Allah, we worship you, Lord. Shara lava sharia talava sala. Worship Him. Worship Him in the spirit. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship when the Lord has done things. Worship Him. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you worship, oh Lord. Worship, oh. Worship. More worship. More worship to Him. More worship to His name. More worship. Give Him the worship. Oh, lava shika brava shara lava sara lava. Ika brava sara lava shara lava laka brava siata lava. Alama seria telia 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 vashto lava. Anse. Worship Him, Lord, we worship. Saturate this place with your worship and your presence. And they sang the song of Moses. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And they sang the song of Moses, servant of God, the song of the Lamb. Lord God Almighty, just and true. Thank you for all that you deposited in each heart, in each life, in each mind. And even though officially our miracle service is ended, we have a series of meetings, Thursday night, Friday nights, and then next week, 5 more days. Those of you who like to stay in His presence, you may stay in His presence. The place here is open all the time in this week because the intercessors are here. But especially on Friday night, we're all going to join together and continue through the night, believing God for the wave of healing, the wave of miraculous signs that is going to come forth, that is coming forth, that has begun, that is going to sweep the nations of Southeast Asia and East Asia into a revival mode to prepare and begin the preparation for this end time move. For it is time, says the Lord. And the decree of the Ancient of Days has been given. There is time for the saints to possess the kingdom. So for everyone here, you have received something into your spirit, your soul, and your body. The healer is Jesus. I'm only His messenger to tell you that to prepare, because it's time for the glorious church. The message of the Lord says is to be prepared. And now is the time to get ready for His second coming and His rapture. To get ready, because He's coming to us, then He'll come for us, then He'll come with us. And it's time for Him to come to us. The Lord is visiting His people. Right now He visits you. Prepare your heart and your life for the day of visitation. For the Lord has come to us. And the stone that is His kingdom has already struck the 10 toes. When we build the altar in Europe, it is already struck. And the stone that is His kingdom is already growing. And it will encompass the whole planet Earth. We'll all be swept by this tidal wave of power and glory that the Lord has manifested. So rejoice. Spend time with God. Whatever He has touched your life, it will make you love the Bible once again. It will make you love to spend time with God. It will make you love to fast and pray. It will make you return to the Lord. For it is time to return to the Lord with first love. So be established and continue in the mode of prayer and worship, even as we quietly dismiss
and know that the miracles have begun, even in your own lives. You will discover many things that He has done, not just one thing that He has done in your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And God prepare me. The Lord bless you, those of you who need to go, to be a sanctuary. God bless you. Pure and holy. God bless you. The nerves are being touched. Ooh, with thanksgiving, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. He's done a work in your heart. In your heart. In your heart. God bless you. For you, the Lord bless you. God prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. Father, we consecrate ourselves as a sanctuary to you. We are the temple in which your glory dwells. We are the temple in which your desire from the very beginning to live inside us, to manifest the Godhead within each one of us, as you did with Jesus Christ our Lord. Let it be unto us according to your word, and let the fullness of your blessing, of your glory, and of the wave of your healing flood every life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give you a good clap offering. The Lord bless you.